This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on 20th of this month. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in the state today. Our correspondent reports that Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Girdi, Gandeya, and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant will address election meetings at Deoghar, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of the polling will be on 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.D.S. Jaishankar has said that India-Philippines ties are rooted in democratic values, pluralistic ethos and economic commonalities. Addressing an event celebrating 75 years of India-Philippines diplomatic ties in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, both nations are deeply committed to upholding international law, norms and rules. He said, the last few years have been a particularly significant growth in the ties. Sri Lanka will vote to elect a new parliament today in a crucial test for newly elected President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. Over 17 million voters will decide the fate of 8,800 candidates vying for 225 parliamentary seats. The election is being seen as a litmus test for Mr. Dissanayake's party as it aims to secure a majority in the parliament to drive his reform agenda. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat in 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. More from our correspondent.
This year, countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and UAE are participating in the much-awaited international fair. The fair will be open for business trade for the first 5 days starting today till the 18th of this month. Thereafter, it will be open to the general public till the 27th of November. During the business days, the tickets for adults will cost 500 rupees, whereas for children, the ticket is priced at 200 rupees on weekends, including gazetted holiday. For non-weekend, the tickets will cost 150 rupees. On the non-business days, the tickets for adults will be 150 rupees on the weekend, and for weekdays the prices will be 80 rupees. The tickets for children will cost 60 rupees during the weekend and 40 rupees on weekdays. Besides, entry will be free for senior citizens and specially abled during both business and non-business days. The fair will be open from 10 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani, Delhi.
In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 11 runs in the third T20 international of a four-match series at SuperSport Park Centurion last night. With the victory, India have taken 2-1 lead in four-match series, chasing a victory target of 220 runs. Porteous made 208 for 7. The fourth and final match of the series will be played at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg on Friday. And that is the end of the news bulletin.